One of the resources we have available for those that make a donation to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute is a little booklet on rewards. Rewards are not commonly talked about in contemporary sermons, but they were common fare in the sermons of Jesus Christ. You see that not only with respect to his Olivet Discourse, but also we see this in his words in the book of Revelation, as well as in his Sermon on the Mount. But Jesus Christ is not alone. The apostles spoke about rewards, whether we're talking about the apostle Peter or James or the apostle Paul. Rewards are a common theme in the Bible, and therefore we should be familiar with the concept of rewards. I love what the apostle Paul says. He says that no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on that foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, or conversely, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, says Paul, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. And of course, that illustrates the sober reality that some Christians will be resurrected with precious little to show for time spent on earth. They will be saved, but again, in the words of Paul, only as one escaping through the flames. And as I have written, this conjures up images of people escaping burning buildings with little more than charred clothes upon their back. And Christ, whose eyes are like blazing fire, will incinerate the work of those who build monuments to themselves, monuments built of wood, hay, or straw. And that will be the lot of even the most visible Christian leader, whose motives were selfish rather than selfless, who was there not for the love of the Master, but there for the love of what was on the Master's table. On the other hand, those who build selflessly upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, using gold or silver or costly stones, will receive enduring rewards. Again, I've written about that in detail in a little booklet. It's titled Rewards. It is available right now for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute.